Well, good morning, church. It's been a little while since I've been up here doing this part of the service, but I get kind of excited throughout the year, wondering when Uman's going to ask me to step up and share something from the Bible with the entire church. And I always have these like plans. Okay, well, I need to keep my heart open and my mind open and listen to God. And I hear things and I see things that I think are going to be great messages. And then Uman gives me a topic to talk on, which is a little bit different than what has been going through my mind. So one of these days, some of the ones that I've got kind of in the back are going to be ready to come to the forefront. And this one, I was actually, when I saw it, I was kind of excited about it too. Joy and surrender. We've been talking about what matters most to God. And Uman has passed these out. Hopefully everybody's got them. And it's been what we've been talking about and what we're going to talk about through the end of May. And joy and surrender on this is definitely something that really, you know, calls me out. I think being joyful is something that's incredibly important for us because it not only shows our hearts, but it draws others to God, wondering what it is that we have. So, you know, joy. What is joy? Oh, first, I've got an Instagram account, and I also follow NASA. And this, looking at this, it brings me joy. Why does it bring you joy, James? It's easy, because God created that. This is an actual photograph from the Hubble telescope. They pointed it out there and they took a picture. There's universes, galaxies, stars. Who knows what's out there? But God created absolutely everything that you can see on there, and even things that are on there that we can't see. Our God created that. And that God wants to have a personal relationship with each and every one of us. If that doesn't bring you joy, what can? That's just an amazing picture. Just the sheer size and scope of that is amazing. But we'll move on from that. All right, joy defined. Okay, what is joy? Well, you might think, well, joy is being happy, good, warm, fuzzy feeling. Well, the definition of happiness, I'm sorry, I needed my phone out here. I looked this up earlier. To kind of contrast, happy is feeling or showing pleasure or contentment. Well, it's good to be happy. But do you think being happy is the same as being joyful? Okay, joy is a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. The emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of possessing what one desires. Pretty big difference between happy and joy. Next question, or the next definition we'll look at real quick, is joy the spiritual definition? Christian joy is a good feeling in the soul produced by the Holy Spirit as He causes us to see the beauty of Christ in the Word and in the world that He created. Not just the world that He created, universe He created, everything He created. You know what's amazing to me is that I was listening to a song today by Cutlass as I was getting ready for church, and I don't remember the exact name of the song, but there's a line in there that talks about how we only see a shadow of God over here on earth. The thought of, and that's an amazing thing, because if we look around, how beautiful everything is, and that's just a shadow of God that we see. What's it going to be like to be in His presence when we finally reach that day? As we work towards that day, we find out that joy is a journey. It's not just something that's there for us. It's not just something that falls upon us. We walk an adventure every day to feel joy throughout our lives. It's something we strive for. To work for. Because who wants to just be sad content, not have this incredible feeling of overflowing joy and happiness in our lives. There's no point to that, because when we do truly feel joy, it's something that lifts us up almost more than anything else. So, quick question. For several of us, what brought you joy as a child? Does anybody remember? Toys. We got you guys are not children anymore. You're all getting to the teen aspect. Teens, what brings you joy? Louder. Electronics, video games, TV, okay. Young adults, campus. You guys definitely classify as young adults. What brings you guys joy? Food? There we go. Now, as adults, what brings us joy as adults? Jesus, amen. Children definitely is something that brings us joy. I know myself, as I just kind of progressed, you know, through this whole stage, what brought me joy as a child was just getting outside, and we grew up, or the house I grew up in was on 15 acres in the woods. I could get up in the morning and disappear all day long, running around out in the woods, playing by the river, hopping on my bike, riding my bike to a lake, fishing, swimming, whatever. That brought me joy as a kid. That also brought me joy as a teen. The big thing that brought me joy as a teen was getting my first car. I didn't have to ride my bike everywhere. I could drive wherever I wanted to go. Of course, what kind of detracted from that joy was I had to have a job, put gas in the car and insurance on the car. As a young adult, what brought me joy was just developing relationships, good friends, getting that girlfriend. All those things, you know, just brought me joy. As an adult, the big thing that brought me more joy than almost anything else was having kids. Joy is a journey. It took a long time for Kelly and I to have our first kid. We thought we were never going to be able to have that kid. That was God preparing me for the joy of actually having children. The level of importance and value that actually has is tremendous. And just the joy that they've brought me through my life so far, and I'm really looking forward to the joy I'm going to get from them as that continues. Without joy, we feel empty. Right? We go through life trying to find things that will make us happy, to fill us with joy. We're on a constant search for that. Whether we realize it or not, that's what drives us forward, is to find joy, to be filled with joy. Things do not fill us with lasting joy, so where do we go for joy next? Because having that car, that's awesome, but the car doesn't last. Having food, that's awesome, but what about when you don't have food? Having money, that's incredible, but what happens when that money dries up? What do? Well, we look to the world for things that can offer us joy. That's really where we've been looking this entire time, this entire journey, is looking to the world. The world offers us joy, but it's often short-lived. It's something that doesn't last. It can be joy from good things. Friendships will bring us joy. But more often, the things that the world offers us that gives us joy are bad things. You think, okay, well, I've got these friends. Hey, my friends want to go out to the bar. We're going to go out to the bar. We're going to start drinking. All these bad things can happen from things that you think are going to bring you joy, but they're actually going to bring you down. They can actually be very damaging to us. We can feel joy through risk. And actually, that joy that you feel through risk is more typically just survival. I survived that. I'm fired up. I'm excited. That's awesome. I love mountain biking. When I was younger, I used to ride so hard and so fast that I was this far from crashing my bike. And I would make it through without that crash, and I would feel just amazed and pumped up and fired up and filled with joy that I survived and ready to go do it again. One of the times I was doing that, I had a really, really bad crash. My bike went off the trail after I took a jump. I locked up my bike, my brakes before I hit a tree. My front wheel locked up. I endoed. My head planted into the ground. The side of my body scraped against the tree. I was blood from ankle all the way up to shoulder. When my head planted, my whole body and bike flung maybe 10 feet, 15 feet. That's how fast I was going. I laid there on the ground, and I finally was able to get up, and I looked back, and it was in the autumn. It was in fall, and there's leaves everywhere. There was no disturbance by the tree. All there was a divot about that deep where my head had planted into the ground. And I've had neck problems from that ever since. So it was awesome that I survived, but where's the long-lasting joy in that? Now I'm dealing with neck pain all the time. My kids always loved me, putting them up on my shoulders and walking them around. But when they got bigger, I couldn't do that anymore because of the pain in my neck. So, it's exciting to survive, but what are the ramifications? What can happen? What bad things are you going to deal with through this? But joy from God is different. Amen? Joy from the world says, increase me. Joy from the world is selfish joy. Joy from the world is all about yourself. Joy from God, however, is increase Christ in me. Amen? What does that mean? That means putting things of God first. Placing your importance on furthering the message of Jesus Christ. Sharing Him with others. Being filled with the Holy Spirit gives us incredible, incredible joy. Joy from God allows us to find joy in things that may challenge us, in difficulties in life, challenges that we have. Well, why would we find joy in that? Well, Scripture tells us. Joy from God is finding joy in things that we might not think we would find joy in. Daily challenges, trials, James 1, 2 through 4. I've got it up there. If you want to turn there, that's good too. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, lacking in anything. We don't want to be stagnant as people. We don't want to be stagnant as Christians. We want to be able to grow. We want to become better. We want to become effective in everything that we do. And the only way to do that is going through trials, tribulations, and persevering, and realizing that through that, the Holy Spirit is going to fill us with incredible joy. We're going to be blessed by God with joy overflowing as we go through these trials. Joy from God fills us to overflowing. It spills out of us and shows others the awesomeness that is a Christ-filled life. How many here, since they've become a disciple, since they've been baptized and become a disciple, how many here have not felt more joy since then than before? Not a one. Before I was baptized, before I became a disciple, I thought everything was golden in my life. But I had a lot of struggles. I had a lot of unhappiness. And when I finally realized that my shortcoming was not being repentant, not understanding what that baptism meant, and I finally got it right, everything was different. I experienced amazing joy. God started using me in ways that I could never even imagine. He had me doing things that I would never, ever consider doing. Coming up here and delivering a sermon, no way. There'd be no joy in that. There would be nothing but fear, nervousness, discomfort. I'd be probably stuttering and babbling and drooling and who knows what else. But God's working through me. And God works through every single one of us when we let Him. When we become His son. When we become disciples and we're baptized and we're raised to new life. God will use us in incredible, amazing ways that will not only bring joy to us, but it brings joy to others as well. The most important thing to realize here, joy from God is never ending. Like I said before, we only see a small shadow of His presence when we're here on earth. Imagine the joy that we will experience when we're in His presence for eternity. That is going to be an amazing, amazing thing. All right, where do you find joy? Here we got. I've got some pictures I'm going to share here, and I'm going to talk about my oldest son Connor, who's 15. He's going to be 16 this year. He's got his driver's permit, getting his hours in. He's going to get his driver's license soon. Oh God, keep him safe. Actually, he's a great driver. Very careful. I'm very proud of how he's developing. So we started looking for cars. Maybe a little premature, but you know, we got our tax returns back. I had found our oldest daughter Lauren a great deal on a car on Craigslist, and I was just kind of I was on that roll, right? So I found this great car, just needed a little bit of work, and it's been a fantastic car so far, for right? Thumbs up, amen. Thank you God for that. Well, I wanted the same thing for Connor, so I figured I'll just start looking now. We'll see what happens. If something kind of drops in my lap, cool. If not, not a big deal, because I've got my Honda Accord that I drive right now. And if it got to the time where he needed a car, I was just going to give him my car to drive, and I would go buy a newer Accord. I was cool with that. Another car payment, but it'd be a small car payment, but not a big deal. But he would have a safe, reliable car. So I find a couple of cars. One of them sold. Another one was a complete scam, which is a long story. I won't get into it. But be very careful if you see a Nissan for sale on Craigslist at a ridiculously low price that looks brand new. Don't fall for it. But I come across this car. And I email the guy back and forth a little bit. I talk to him on the phone. And we drive out. And, you know, it's got front wheels that are red. A little weird, but that's okay, right? Connor is so, yeah, makes it faster. Nice. Connor is so joyful that he's getting a car, okay? He could be getting a gray Honda Accord, much newer than this, but instead he's getting this. Mine's a 2007, this is a 95. Okay, this makes it look pretty good, right? Okay, but if we look at the next picture, what? What is that? Okay, well, turns out the car had been in an accident 5 years ago, and the guy who owns the car replaced these body parts. And it's you know, what's cool about the car is the car's from Arizona, so the actual car itself just has a small little bit of surface rust in some spots. The replacement panels are Michigan cars, so there's more rust on those. But Connor, still, even though he's got a white and green car currently, is ridiculously fired up. It's all he can talk about. He is so excited. He couldn't do anything but talk about this car. Dad and I drove up to Everett to pick it up, talked to the gentleman. Real nice guy, real, you know, old timer, fun guy to talk to. Dad checked it out, I checked it out. Car started up just like most Hondas do immediately. As soon as I heard the engine start, my decision was made, because it sounded like a Honda. It's got 144,000 miles on it. That's not even broken in. But it's got this green stuff, right? And I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, oh, well, I hope Connor's going to be okay with it. But that was ridiculous for me to even think, because on the way home, we swung in to Wendy and Steve's house. I picked up Connor, and I took him for a ride in it over to Nana and Papa's house to do the little bit of work that we've got to do on it. He was just incredibly fired up. He got to drive it the other day, too. I let him take it out the driveway, down the road and back, and he absolutely loved it. His joy is overflowing. And what's awesome is not just the joy in this good side, but the joy in the bad side, too. And this is just worldly joy. Now, okay, this is the passenger side door. Look how beautiful that is. I mean, it's leather. It's supple. It looks gorgeous, right? Well, there's joy to be had in that, but what did it look like before? Look at that. See that there? There's like the windows were open or something like that, and someone just sneezed all over the inside of it. There's like green goo and all over the doors. And this guy had a dog, real sweet Labrador friendly dog, but the dog likes to go to the swamp. And the guy advertised this car on Craigslist that his dog was going to be sad when he sold the car because it was the dog's favorite ride. Well, apparently the dog liked to get in the back of the car, and this is how it looks like, and shake everything off from the swamp inside the car. So we've got some cleaning to do on the inside. But even seeing that mess, Connor was joyful. And God's rewarding him for that joy because that's what it's going to look like when we get it cleaned up. I'm not looking forward to cleaning that up. That's a mess. But it'll be fun. All right, God wants us to have joy. Does anyone doubt that? He's put so many things in this world that will give us joy. So much so that it pushes us to find the joy that He can give. Some scriptures here. Psalms 118:24. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice and be glad. God does it every single day. That can't be argued because there is proof of it everywhere. Let us rejoice and be glad. God wants us to rejoice in the awesome things that He does for us. Psalm 94:19. When anxiety was great within me, Your consolation brought me joy. As we're struggling through our daily troubles, when we're feeling hopeless, God's there and He's going to provide us joy if we only look to Him and expect it. Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in Your presence, with eternal pleasures at Your right hand. About that. It's a promise that God is going to fill us with joy, that we're going to be at His right hand. If we're in His presence, that joy is ours to have. Psalm 119, verse 11. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. If you're a disciple, His statutes will bring you joy. Following His word will bring you joy. Praying to Him often, daily, multiple times will bring you joy. Being in His word will bring you joy. Sharing His word with others will bring you joy. God has put all this stuff out there because He wants us to have joy. True joy is from God. Where do we get joy? From the Holy Spirit, right? It's right there in the Bible. How do we know? Well, because joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Everyone knows these scriptures. Galatians 5:16. So I say, walk by the Spirit. So we are supposed to walk by the Spirit. When we walk by the Spirit, we're going to have fruits of the Spirit. Fruits of the Spirit, 22-24. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. There is nothing preventing us from having joy except ourselves. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit and let us have that joy. Amen? There's no reason not to be joyful if we are sons of God, sons and daughters of God. If Jesus is our Lord and Savior, there's no reason not to have overflowing overflowing joy and to want to share that with everyone around us. So straight from Scripture, if we belong to Christ, joy is ours to have. We can't deny that. If we believe in what the Bible says, if we believe in the Word of God, there is no reason for us not to have joy overflowing. But even through all this, joy from God is still a journey. We get it when we're baptized. We get it when we're filled with the Holy Spirit. We get it as the fruits of the Spirit begin to come out of our lives. But joy starts with faith. Having the faith to believe that even in all of our daily challenges and struggles, there's joy to be found and rejoiced in. Back to James chapter 1. When we're going through challenges and trials, are we joyful about it? Are we rejoicing that we're being molded, that God is changing us, that we're becoming greater because we're His clay? That's why it's important to have a soft heart and not a hard heart. If you got a rock and you're trying to change that rock into something good, it's awfully hard to do. Or near impossible. If that is clay, that can be molded into something amazing. And that's what God wants to do in our lives. Acceptance and surrender are the final steps of finding true joy from God. Kind of makes sense? Acceptance that God is the only source of true joy, of lasting joy, of eternal joy. If you don't accept that, what do? You're looking to the world. You're looking for joy that's not going to last. You're looking for joy that very possibly is going to disappoint you. You're looking for joy that very possibly might hurt you. You look to joy in your worldly relationships. You know, it's real easy for worldly relationships to just cause you damage, to fall apart. When you're relying on something that's you know, just a friend, a girlfriend, a boyfriend in the world, and you're relying on them for your joy, it's not going to happen. Even as Christians and disciples, if we rely on others for our joy, it's not going to happen. We are going to be disappointed. We're going to be offended. We're going to be hurt because you're relying on humans and we are imperfect. Relying on God and following God's journey for us to discover that joy is the only way to get it. So joy and surrender. After we accept it, got to surrender to it. Surrender is a final step to achieving true joy from God. Are we willing to surrender? Do we even know what surrender means? Surrender defined, and this is interesting. Surrender defined, cease resistance to an enemy or opponent and submit to their authority. The thing about this definition, is God our enemy? He's not. Do we treat him like our enemy? Why is it so hard to surrender to God? Is God our opponent? If he's not our opponent, why do we fight against what he wants us to do so hard? Why is it so difficult for us to truly surrender to him? Why are we so often fighting against the good that he has waiting for us? Do we know better than God? Do we know more? Are we smarter? Do we know better than the God that created that picture of the universe, of everything out there? We think we do. It's human nature. It's a huge struggle for us daily to surrender to God, to rely on what he has, the great things that he has in store for us. Surrender to God is giving up what we desire and taking up what God desires. And that might not always be what we want to do. But it will lead us down the path to true joy. John 15, verses 9 through 11. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands... I lost my spot. Okay, if you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Jesus' joy is in us if we follow his command. And if we follow his command, we will have complete joy. So having that joy, what's the point of life? Well, the point of life is to give glory to God in all things. Doing so, giving glory to God in all things, will decrease us. Right? And it's going to increase Christ in our lives if we're pursuing Him and looking to do what we're called to do through Scripture. Joy comes when you make the choice to follow God. To accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior and to make Him the priority, minute by minute, second by second, in our lives. To pray to Him, to seek Him, to take Him on the journey with us as we look for this joy. We're not going to find it without Him guiding us. It's going to be lost to us. We're going to get little snatches here and there, but the true joy will not be there for us. Jesus wants us all to live with joy overflowing. It says in the scripture that we just read, His joy is in us. So what does our cup of joy look like right now? Take a look at your lives. Take a second to just kind of reflect on where you're at. Do you have no joy in your life at all? Is that cup of joy empty? Or shake it, not a drop falls out. Is it half filled? You feel some joy, but you know that there's room for more. You're seeking more. How are you seeking more? Are you seeking more through looking to the world for joy? To have that filled with things that aren't going to last? Are you looking to fill that the rest of the way with joy from the Holy Spirit, joy from God? Everlasting, amazing joy. Where's your cup filled? If it's filled, what would it be like if it was overflowing? So we are always on that journey to find that joy. And it's ours to be had if we just follow what God tells us to do. So let's all focus this week on finding joy in all things. I think we can do that. In the challenges, trials, as well as the blessings. Let's look to decrease us and to increase Jesus in our lives. It should be easy to do. Alright? Let's openly accept the joy that God wants us to live daily with. It's a little harder to do because we actually have to make effort. Right? Jesus will grant us that joy, but we've got to work for it. And once we have that joy, it's going to be evident to everyone around us. Let me see. You think about it. The evident joy when Jesus was raised from the dead. So this is verse 8 on Matthew 28. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. They knew that Jesus had risen from the dead, and they were filled with joy. And they ran to tell the disciples. Do you think that joy was overflowing in them? How do you think it affected the disciples when they saw that? And then especially Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. The joy that must have been coming from them had to be, you had to be able to feel it, even standing back away from them. That's the joy that we should have in our lives. That's the joy that's going to help us follow the Great Commission to go and make disciples. We can make disciples with our joy. People are going to see how fired up we are, how overfilling we are with joy from the Holy Spirit, that they're going to wonder what's different in our lives. What's up with that? What's up with her? Holly, right there. Why are you so joyful, Holly? What is that all about? And that's a great testimony. That's something easy to use because people are going to wonder. They're going to want the same thing. They're going to want to be overflowing with joy and happiness that only God can bring to us. Close out with this scripture. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And through that, He will bless us with joy, true joy from the Holy Spirit, if we only surrender to His will. Thank you, everybody, for being attentive. Hopefully, this will affect you in a positive way. I want to thank my family was very helpful in giving me the time that I needed to put this together, and I want to definitely thank God for making it easy to come up with this to share. So I want to we'll go ahead and close with a word of prayer. We will have a final song, and let's go to God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you so much for all of your amazing blessings, Lord. Thank you for your holy scriptures that tell us what's in store for us as we look to you, as we learn from you. Lord, I thank you for joy. It's just an incredible feeling as we walk through life to see the joy that you've got laid out before us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to have surrendering hearts. Lord, you are not our enemy. You are not our adversary. You are not our opponent, Lord. You are there for us. You're our friend. You're our Father. You, Lord, have nothing but good in store for us, Lord. Lord, I pray that we'll realize that, that we'll push down our human nature to want to do things on our own, to find joy on our own, and that we'll just let you fill us with the joy that the Holy Spirit brings. We love you, Lord. Be with us this week. I pray that you'll be with Uman when he returns home to us. Lord, I pray for his safety over in India and Sri Lanka. I pray for the churches in Sri Lanka and those that were affected by the bombings. Lord, I pray for the hearts of the people that just want to bring this harm upon Christians, Lord. It's amazing to me the hate that's in hearts to want to just hurt others just because beliefs are different. Lord, just be with them, be with those that are suffering and hurting over there. Lord, I pray that that just good things will come from this. I love you so much, Lord. Be with us. Help us to be joyful this week. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Let's stand. We actually have two closing songs. The first one we're going to do is called "I Am Resolved." Resolved. We were practicing at my house yesterday, and Darcy's